Yo, what's up, guys? Before I get into the episode, I just want to say this isn't forever goodbye, but you might have to, if you want to hear this part, skip to like maybe 19 minutes of the episode. Most of the episode was talking about Kyrie Irving and basketball and stuff like that. So if you want to like hear the part about us like trying to sign out and talking about why we might end, just skip to around, I think around 19 minutes. Just check there. Thank you. And I just want to say thank you all for the support. Thank you to the 13 countries that listened to us throughout the journey. We're not done. We're almost at a year of doing the pod. We're not done, but we're taking a long break. So thank you all for your understanding. And enjoy the episode.
Welcome back to the Lighthouse Podcast with your host, Aiden Yambaum, and co-host, Gio.
Make me fall in asleep, I keep falling. But never falling 6 feet deep. I'm out for presidents to represent me.
Say what?
I'm out for presidents to represent me.
Say what?
I'm out for dead presidents to represent me.
Whose world is this?
The world is yours.
The world is yours. This is mine, mine. Whose world is this?
The world is yours. The world is yours.
This is mine, mine. Whose world is this?
It's yours.
Yo, I have to interrupt the program to bring to you our partner, New Balance. New Balance is an American sports footwear and apparel brand that was established in 1906. New Balance is known around the world for their comfortable and stylish footwear and clothing for men and women. And now, you can join My New Balance Rewards, where you get free shipping every order, every day. When you join, you get perks such as $5 off every $100 you spend, members only products and rewards, and when it's your birthday, you get a special birthday gift. And the best part is joining is completely free. Yes, you heard me right, free. So all you have to do is go to the New Balance website, just go to newbalance.com, scroll to the New Balance rewards area, you sign up, it's 100% free. It's called My New Balance Rewards. You get all that stuff when you join. Consider joining today. Huge shout out to New Balance. Enjoy the rest of the program. Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Lighthouse Podcast. Today I'm here with Gio.
What's up, guys? Also, guys, guess what? That's the rest of the episode. That's it. I'm out. I quit. I retire.
That would have been
That would have been like the worst way to start an episode.
That would have been very bad. All right, so we got some things to talk about quick. We got some Kyrie that I want to talk about.
Yeah, that boy done for.
As you see, I'm wearing the Kyrie jersey right now.
Dude, I wish they could like allow religious exempt.
I know, bro. Thing is, I heard. So Kyrie's out; he's not playing.
Yeah.
But as of news that I've read,
nothing wrong.
As of news that I've read, though, Kyrie's not anti-vax.
Yeah.
He's only doing it because he's like protesting. Religion. He's protesting for the people that lost their jobs for not having a vaccine.
Yeah, and he's also he's using his religion too.
Yeah.
Like he should be religious exempt from it because like
to be honest
though, he's the actual only player like NBA player that you'll see now. That's getting hated on.
He's the only one that they're talking about. Literally, the only one they're talking about. It sucks.
It's literally like funny too because then you got like LeBron James fans going, "Oh yeah, LeBron did all this." Yeah, LeBron also got vaccinated, bud.
Yeah, I don't know.
He caved in on that.
Yeah, hey bro, Kyrie's being dropped out of fantasy teams. Like,
yeah.
And before I get into like anything else, with the fantasy teams, like, bro, if you go onto your ad drop suggestions, Kyrie they literally have me suggesting to drop Kyrie for like Marcus Morris, Josh Hart, and Shake Milton. Like, that's how bad this is. Yahoo wants me to drop Kyrie for those guys. Because he's not gonna play, so they want me to drop him.
He's and I saw this on Twitter too. It was crazy. It was like all those LeBron fans saying, oh yeah, Kyrie's just doing this because he wants attention.
Ah, like that's not one how
guy. This one guy came out of he came out of nowhere with this tweet, and I'll paraphrase, right? He said, "Yeah, well, Kyrie's the only one actually like doing anything. He's doing what he's doing, and like the NBA is forcing the vaccination on him."
Yeah, I don't think they should force the vaccine because not everybody that wants that.
Like, I get like New York has like a the city has a mandate. Also, for our out of country listeners, that's right.
Yeah, New York. Some states do. So it's like it's the team.
No, but like it's mainly like New York and like.
Yeah, there's five teams at the moment.
And like the entire state of California.
Yeah, there's five teams that have the mandate for the vaccine. It's Brooklyn, New York, Clippers, Lakers, and Warriors. Those are the teams that have the mandate. So that's why, like, Andrew Wiggins had to get vaccinated. He made the same decision, too, because he didn't want it. But he was actually, like, anti-vax, but he wanted to play, so he got it. So there's also more news. It was actually on Yahoo. So, heard that Harden and Nash, like, talked about Kyrie's situation, and they said they respect Kyrie's decision to not get the vaccine, which sucks.
Yeah, and it's like
it's bad. Like
I really think like nobody.
Wait, you froze. I think. All right, technical difficulties. We're trying the new FaceTime feature. You good? What happened?
Yeah.
Okay. What were you saying?
Like, I feel like nobody should be forced on that. Like,
yeah,
no matter, like, anti-vax, heavy on the on their religion.
No, yeah, that's true.
Like, all in all, just like they just don't want to take it. Nobody should be forced to do that.
Yeah. So with Kyrie and Harden, what Harden said was, well, so first Steve Nash said it's going to be very tough, and it's going to be very difficult. It's going to, because, you know, Kyrie is like one top centerpiece of the team. So, to have him gone, it's going to be tough. But Harden said the only thing that the team is focused on right now, other than Kyrie, is winning the championship. And, I mean, I fully agree with that. Hopefully, we still bring it home. And thank God that we traded for Harden. Because now that I think about it, imagine if we only had KD and Kyrie, and then Kyrie's gone. Our chances would be a lot less. We would have a lot less of a chance.
But, you know, it's also funny, too.
What?
Well, no, but, like, you know what else Brooklyn could do?
What?
Oh. They could just straight up use Harden at point guard and then Cam Thomas.
Yeah, facts. I mean, Harden was a point guard last season for the Nets. We had him at point guard, so, and then Kyrie shooting guard. So it's either we're going to start, I think we might start Bruce Brown first. He's a rookie. Oh. Like, Cam Thomas is the rookie.
Cam Thomas showed he was more than a rookie, bro.
Yeah, but we
might. That was different.
They gotta see how he is in an actual NBA game first. I feel like they should wait, like, a couple games. Like, maybe five games. See how he is in his games. And then
just put him in preseason.
Yeah, I know, but we gotta
wait. Kind of the same speed, kind of.
We gotta wait until the actual games where every single star is in. And we gotta see him. First, we gotta see the teams we play. And we gotta see his performance.
I say straight up, first game of the season, put him in.
That would be fun.
If he does good, he does good. If he does bad, it's okay.
I mean, technically, it's not okay.
I mean, like, no, but technically, Aiden, you gotta remember, he's a rookie.
Yeah, but I don't think we should start the rookie. But, yo, he would be such a weapon on the bench. Imagine how much of a weapon this guy would be on the bench. Like, imagine, like, all of a sudden, like, say, we're down, like, five. And, like, say someone's, like, the whole...
Don't ever say down by five. And we're talking about
Brooklyn. Down by 30. And the whole team's like, what else do I say? Because it's either we're down by little or we're down by a lot, if it happens.
No, remember the last time we were down by a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
I mean, there were times where we were down by, like, 30. And then, like, there was the one game where we were against the Suns. We were down by, like, 29 or something. And then we still won it because of James Harden. That boy Harden killed it.
Suns don't know what they're about.
And the thing is, so, like,
the Nets just decided that Kyrie's not going to play unless he's fully eligible to play.
It's so dumb.
But for the thing was, like, if he did play all of the away games, he would already be losing half of his $33 million salary, which that's a lot. That's a lot of money that he's losing there. And the thing is, they said they're not even going to have 41. So it's usually it should be 41 home and 41 away for an 82-game season. But they said it's going to be 34 away games. So that's why they were like, there's no point. Because, like, he's going to be losing more than half of his salary on 34 games. And it was such a difficult situation for the Brooklyn Nets because they didn't know what to do. I mean, I wouldn't know what to do. Like, imagine you only have Kyrie, you have a top all-star caliber star, like one-time champion, all-star caliber star, rookie of the year guy, and you can only play man for 34 games, and you can only have him on away games. Like, imagine only having Kyrie on away games. Like,
yeah,
it sucks because we're gonna need him for like every game, if possible. Yeah. So, what I've seen was Kyrie's most likely getting traded, or he's gonna retire. It sucks because I think he's only been in the league for like 9-10 years, maybe if that. I'm not sure.
Maybe.
But like, it sucks because. Like, this man has so much potential he already exceeded his point. But, like, this man's
beyond
great already.
To go up.
And it sucks. I mean, I've seen mock trades already. Thing is, I don't like the mock trade that they were showing. It was like a mock trade for Kyrie for Dame, which is good. Good, but, like, we would.
Not, bro. You realize what you'd have to be giving up.
Yeah, did you see the mock trade?
Yeah.
It was Kyrie, Nick Claxton, Cam Thomas, and a first round pick, and Kyrie for Dame. And I don't want to give Claxton or Cam Thomas.
Yeah, well, there.
I mean, you know, we could try. I feel like we could try to trade Kyrie for Beal. That would be kind of fire. If I don't want to trade Kyrie, but if it comes to the point where we have to trade him,
down to
Beal, I like Beal, maybe Trae Young for future purposes. Trae Young, because you know he's like a rival with the Knicks, and like the Nets are rivals with the Knicks, and that'll be so sick. Kyrie's better. Kyrie's better than Trae Young. Kyrie's better than Trae Young. No question about it. I feel like we wouldn't have to give up as much as we would for Dame.
Yeah.
Dame has way more credibility than Kyrie. If we're like getting like NBA statistics up, I mean, obviously, if we had the choice to trade Kyrie, I wouldn't. I like the big three as it is, but if it comes to that point that we have to trade Kyrie, then there's some players. I mean, you know, I mean, if we're really going for like depth, then we can also trade for LaMelo. That wouldn't be terrible, because for future purposes. Because that means we could probably keep LaMelo for the long term. If we could trade him for Kyrie, get LaMelo on the long term.
What else we could do?
What?
We could do Jello.
Why would we? Not for Kyrie. Because he's not.
Not for Kyrie, though.
I would give him for maybe De'Ron Sharp.
Like Harris.
Nah, I wouldn't trade Joe Harris yet. He's actually been doing pretty decent in the preseason. I'm going to still give him a chance. I would definitely try Jello, but the thing is, Jello's right now he's in the G League. He's going to the Hornets G League. I don't think they would even trade him. I honestly don't. Because if they would trade Jello, they would probably have to trade LaMelo, because I think they want to play together. I think LaMelo wants to play with him.
I don't think so, because you do realize each one is following in their own footsteps. LaMelo's already leading the Hornets.
Yeah. That's the thing with the Hornets, though. I don't think the Hornets would accept that trade. Like, you know. I mean, unless we... You know what? Unless we could pull another trade again. Like, you know how we lost LeVert and Jared Allen? If we could somehow pull a three-team trade...
Oh, like when we traded LeVert?
Yeah.
They found, that thing and...
Yeah, which is good that we did, because that could have probably... That could have,
That could have been so bad.
Yeah.
Right.
So, thing is, and now that he's good,
worse for him.
Yeah. Thing is, now that he's good, though, like, we could probably maybe try to pull another three-team trade. I feel like we send, like, we can probably do a three-team trade with Indiana and Cleveland. We could possibly try to get Jared Allen and Karis back.
Like, yeah.
You know how sick that would be if we get Jared Allen and Karis back? That would be sick. That would be great. The thing is, Jared Allen's on a $100 million contract, which is not great. I mean, it's better than Kyrie's contract at the moment. And Kyrie's – actually, no, it's probably less now because I think he has only 1 year left. Oh, and did you hear about with Kyrie? They said they're not giving him an extension if he ends up like just playing. This is his last year in Brooklyn. They're not giving him an extension.
This is the best thing ever.
Like
because in reality though, like if they gave him that extension, and let's say he did get vaccinated, right?
Yeah,
it'd be so much better. Like literally, they know that. You know how much price you're getting off of that too.
Oh yeah, we could definitely sign a nice free agent.
Don't even think about the wins. Think about like the free agents.
I kind of want to like do like mock trades and see what we can end up pulling. You know, like what can we pull for Kyrie? Like Kyrie is a big contract.
To be honest, anyone.
Not anyone.
For real, though, anyone, though. Think about it.
I mean, we can trade for – like, we can literally trade for Steph Curry, but we would have to give a lot. We would probably have to give up James Harden for that.
Trade for MJ, bro. I don't care if he's old. He can still shoot.
Have 55-year-old Michael Jordan on the squad for Kyrie. Kyrie will be the new owner of the Hornets.
For first game, he yams it right on Antetokounmpo's head.
Oh, my God. Oh, we should trade for like we would have to have a point guard shooting guard. So, oh, Paul George wouldn't be a bad one. Paul George, he wouldn't be
Chris
like,
Middleton.
Chris, I wouldn't do Chris Middleton. He's old as hell. That boy like 34.
Bro, that boy also cooked us.
That's true, but I don't think, especially after that Bucks season and they won the chip, I don't think they're trading anybody.
Dude, that boy has two different games. Dude, that boy has.
Yeah, he's either Michael Jordan. Himself. He's either Kyle Kuzma or like Michael Jordan.
There's no in between.
Yeah, he's very half and half with that. And the thing is, okay. So did you hear what Stephen A. Smith had to have? This guy's a dumbass. I don't like this guy right now.
What happens when you take Mike Kellerman off the first take?
Bro, Stephen A. Smith, he's calling Kyrie selfish. For not getting the vaccine.
That's not selfish.
It's his choice. Like, come on, bro. That's his choice.
That's like literally like saying, that's like literally being half dead. And let's say you're an organ donor and you say no.
That's like somebody saying Kawhi. I mean, not Kawhi. That's like somebody saying Kobe shouldn't have let the Lakers. Like before he retired, that's like somebody saying today, like Kobe should still be playing for the Lakers even though he's like not alive right now. Like someone would say that and be like he's selfish because he's dead. Like, I mean, rest in peace, Kobe. Like, but like so that's I feel like that's something like Stephen A. would say.
They should just went and played for the Knicks.
That's something Stephen A. would say. Stephen A. is only mad. He's only mad at Kyrie because Kyrie's not on the Knicks. Imagine if Kyrie went to the Knicks. He would be praising. He would be praising Kyrie. He'd be like, nah, Kyrie, do your thing. He's just salty that Kyrie and KD went to the Nets instead of the Knicks.
Yeah.
Like, if they went to the Knicks, if Kyrie and KD went to the Knicks, it would be a totally different story. Stephen A. would be praising this guy though.
Oh wait,
I got one more thing. Did you hear that Tyler Hero said? He said he should be in the conversation. John Morant, Luka Doncic, like those people. Bro, this man's on cocaine, bro.
I don't know. This boy smoking.
Yeah. All right, wait. I got one more quick thing before you dip. I want to talk to the people real quick. Before we head off, or before you head off, I might try to keep it going. But what I want to talk about here is it is going to be, like, none of us are, we're not ending the pod, but I want to just say that, like, it's going to be very difficult to record episodes constantly like we did.
But it's been a journey to do this.
It's been fun. The numbers have been great. The support has been amazing.
I'm not even caring about the support or like the numbers, bro. Like it's literally just
fun.
Been, like,
it's been fun, bro. Shout out to New Balance too. That's cool.
Shout out to like every single listener, bro.
The listeners. Shout out to all the countries that are even listening to us. I haven't checked the new ones. I should check the new ones. Yeah. But man, like,
bro, I never thought we'd be like this big.
Like, bro, we're doing well. Like, we're not big, but like we're doing well. Like, we're doing great. Like, our numbers are like way better than I would think they would be. Like, when we started this podcast, I wouldn't think our numbers are where they're at right now. Like, we're obviously not a top, but like we're not a top 10,000 podcast in the world, but I feel like we're definitely somewhere. We're not bad. Like, our podcast is not bad. We got stuff. And I'm just thankful for everybody who's listening, especially in the different countries. I'm surprised we're even in different countries. I'm surprised we're in different states. Like, bro, we have like California, Florida, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, we got Maryland, we got like New Hampshire, we got like Idaho, we got these random ass states, no offense, but we got these like states that I wouldn't even expect listening to us, that listen to us, and it's just mind-blowing. And countries, like countries, like we got Ireland, we got the UK, we got the Philippines, there's a lot more, I just can't think of them, but, and then shout out to the, just everybody listening to us. There's like such an age range of people that listen to us. It's crazy. We're not going to try to stop the podcast, but all I'm saying is it's going to be very difficult to record episodes because Gio, he's got some sports. He's in football right now. And then I think wrestling after that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try out for basketball. So I might be there. If not, I'm doing out of school basketball. So I'm going to be out anyway. Which I've been doing like a little bit, like every Thursday I've been going to this place. Been playing basketball with a lot of people. Been getting that work in, but every day I've been doing like workouts and I've been hitting the court every day. I've just been doing that every day, so it's been busy. And school, obviously, school's tough. School's annoying, but we're getting through it. And hopefully we don't have to end the journey this early. We're almost at a year. We're very close to a year, actually. I don't even know how close we are to a year. I gotta look that up. I gotta check. It's like January 13th, right? We're very close to a year. We're like a couple months from a year. So I definitely don't want to stop before the year. But all I'm saying is we're gonna probably have like once every couple week episodes now. It's not great. It's not ideal, especially for the listeners that actually constantly listen to us, because we haven't been efficient. The last time we put out an episode was like a month ago. Like together, I put out an episode, like a quick like 10-minute episode talking about the Ben Simmons Kyrie rumors for like that stupid trade rumor. But I mean, right now that actually wouldn't be such a stupid offer. I mean, it would, because I don't want Ben Simmons on the Nets, but. Yeah, so we appreciate everybody. We appreciate just the people that, like, you know, even thought about, like, especially like the, like, we've talked to brands. We haven't really made many brands. We had Trey give us a code. Shout out to them. We had them give us a code to, like, shout out here. Shout out New Balance. That's the big one. Oh. the call disconnected. I'll try to ring him up, but the call disconnected. And I'm going to just try to ring him on Snap or something. But the call disconnected. And I don't know if his like phone died or something, but he did say he had to go because he was doing an essay actually before this. So I did interrupt his essay, which I'm sorry, Gio, for that. But yeah, I'm assuming he had to go. Oh, he's here. Okay. So, you want to just sign out quick? Just sign out real quick. I'm going to keep it going. I'm going to try to keep it going for, like, a bit. Just say goodbye, just in case, because we're going to we're gonna have an episode. It's gonna be in a long time, probably after this one. I feel like we should, before you wrap it up, I feel like we should definitely do an episode like after your football season. Let me see how we just talk about your football season and how that went.
Okay.
We should definitely do one when at the end of the football season before wrestling starts. We should definitely get another one out then. So we'll figure that out. All right. So sign off, Gio. I'm gonna try to keep it going. But sign off.
It's been your boy Gio. You know, G Money, G all that. You know, G Diz. Peace.
All right. Peace out, Gio. Oh, okay. So we might have to wrap it up soon. I'm not gonna keep it much longer. But man, it's been fun. It sucks that we're gonna have to, you know, end it. Like, I don't think we're ending it, but like we're gonna have to take a big break. We both got so much going on. Bro, I've been on my workout grind. I've been on a fitness grind lately. It's weird. I don't know what's going on. I've been doing ab workouts and arms every day. I have a Planet Fitness membership. I've been trying to go as much as possible. Literally almost every day I've been walking to the basketball court, and I've been playing there for like an hour a day, or hour plus a day. I went yesterday, I went today. I didn't go Monday because I was off, so I didn't go. But I go every day I can. I try to. I don't really go weekends because weekends are more like my off time. I don't do much workouts then either on the weekends. I should, because I'm more like spending time with people, like family, friends, and all that. But bro, and before I like fully sign off, I kind of want to hop on Anchor real quick, and I want to check the analytics. I want to see like the stats, like the states we're in or the countries we're in. Oh my god, we're in a lot. We have United States, Nigeria, Germany, Austria, United Kingdom, Peru, Philippines, Brazil, Norway, Canada, Ireland, Belgium, and France. Man, shout out to the countries that we are being listened to on. Shout out to Spotify, Google Podcasts, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Overcast. Because those are the platforms we're on. Man, we have so many like countries that are listening to us. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 countries. It's 13 countries. Man, that's crazy. That's sick. That is sick. Oh my god, that's crazy. Bro, what? That's sick. I can't believe that. Oh my god. Let's see, like, we've come so far here. And we've really tried to put out the best content possible. It's been tough to record because we just have so much to do. And I'm really trying to figure everything out, trying to figure out what we can do as possible, like just how much we can do as possible. Like how many, like it's hard to put out an episode. I'm like trying to make sense right now, but it's just hard to put out episodes because we got so much to do. It's even hard to find guests because all of our guests are most likely in our school, and they've got work to do. They've got stuff to do. We're all getting jobs now too, so it's like even harder to do stuff. We're getting older, and it's harder to get times to do our pod. And it sucks to see, but we're gonna keep going. This is goodbye for now. It's been Aiden. It's been your boy Gio. Damn. And we'll see you guys next episode. Peace out.